Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello and welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And in today's show, Kelvin advises on how to increase the efficiency of your outreach efforts. All coming up in Internet Marketing.
We've been talking a lot recently in podcast episodes about link building and content marketing, the two of which are kind of quite similar but potentially have kind of slightly different objectives. Now, one of the big, most important aspects of content marketing and of link building is outreach. Now, you've got to produce great content. If you don't produce great content, you're never going to have any success in terms of content marketing, social media marketing, or link building. But even with great content, you will probably need some kind of effective outreach. You will probably need to have a strategy in place that ensures that the right people come across and hear about your content. Now, in today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk about a couple of ways and a couple of tools that you can use to potentially increase the effectiveness and the efficiency of your outreach efforts. Now, if you're creating the right content that reflects what the market has previously found interesting and is set up to achieve your marketing goals, the challenge is around scale and effectiveness, right? So what I want to do and what I'm going to cover is talk about finding the right people looking for the content that you're producing, then finding the right person within that, then about how you manage that outreach process, then finally about buying some reach. Now, there's a lot of kind of negativity in the world of content marketing and link building about buying reach. Now, that's quite justified because in all cases, buying links is against Google's guidelines. But what that doesn't mean is that all situations where money changes hands for content distribution is necessarily against Google guidelines. In fact, many ways are actually well within Google's guidelines and actually will help you achieve a wide variety of content marketing objectives and potentially help you with your SEO indirectly. So I'll cover a few of the options there as well. Now, the first of these, you probably will have heard of it before, but it really, really is one of the best tools out there in terms of finding content marketing opportunities. It's Help a Reporter Out, which is a mailing list which goes out twice a day. It tends to be very US-centric, so if you're in Europe or the UK, you might find that more of the opportunities are for American audiences. But essentially, it's an email where journalists, and I say journalists loosely, often they're bloggers, often they're kind of other digital marketers, but they're looking for sources for stories. Now, some of the things you'll need to bear in mind is if an opportunity does come up on Help a Reporter Out, you're going to need a spokesperson prepped and ready to go. With Help a Reporter Out, the people who put out these requests are often inundated. So you're going to need a really, really good pitch about why they should be talking to you. And you need to have someone within your team or yourself ready to go at a moment's notice to help them with their story. Now, another option that perhaps is a little bit more effective, I find, than Help a Reporter Out, is actually looking on Twitter for journalists who are looking for sources or story ideas. And one of the ways in which journos do this is they use the hashtag JournoRequest, all one word, with the hashtag in front of it. Now, essentially, if you search for that, you'll find all the journalists on Twitter who are looking for stories or people to help them with their stories. Now, the problem can be is that you might want to then filter that. And you can do this within TweetDeck, you can do this within Hootsuite. But you might want to filter it for journo request, then a keyword relevant to your business, or potentially multiple keywords relevant to your business. Now, you can do that within Hootsuite or TweetDeck, but of course, that does rely on you using those tools regularly, which many of you will do, but many of you won't be sat in those tools all day. So instead, there's another tool called IFT, which can really help you sift for potential leads. Now, IFT sounds really, really complicated, and I'm not really going to do it justice here in a couple of minutes talking about it on this podcast, but it's a great tool. And IFT stands for if this, then that. So it's IFTTT.com. And essentially, it allows you to kind of visually program certain circumstances. And the idea is, if this thing happens, then do that thing. So on a simple level, it has functionality like if I publish a blog post, then tweet it. Or if I upload a video to Facebook, then save it to Dropbox. But it's very easy to set up more complex recipes. So recipes are what they kind of call these kind of processes within IFT. So potentially you could set it up to sift through journo request tweets for a variety of keywords and then get them to email them to you once a day or twice a day, or email them to email distribution list, or to add them to favorites on tweets. So it's a really, really powerful tool, one that I'm only scratching the surface of here, but I think it can really, really help you sort and sift through things like the journo request hashtag. Now, another thing, not a tool you won't have heard of, is LinkedIn. LinkedIn's advanced search is hugely powerful in finding people who you want to pitch your content to. Now, the advanced search functionality, it's so powerful if you've got a broad network. If you've not got a broad network, the value will be less. But if you know the publishing company or the blog you want to approach, and you have a good idea of the job title of the sort of person you're looking for, so like an editor or a writer or a sub-editor or a deputy editor, it's really, really easy to find people on LinkedIn. It's almost like a Rolodex where everyone in the world is already within it. Now, if you can find that person, there's a couple of options. You could opt for the premium version of LinkedIn, which will allow you to contact people who you're not connected to. You could just connect to them. I've had a lot of success in the past just writing connection requests that explain why I'm connecting to them. So, when we're promoting our conferences, I might be trying to get people to sponsor. And I would send a connection request saying, hi, person, I'm trying to connect because I'm organising a conference that I thought would be a really good overlap with your audience. Would it be okay to connect and follow up with email afterwards? And a lot of people will respond to those connection requests. Another option, though, is another tool. And it's actually called the Email Guesser. And it has a slightly longer URL than you might expect. It's called linksy. So that's linksy.me/find-email. We'll always put a link to this in the show notes as well, but it's linksy.me/find-email. Now, it's a little bit of a cheeky tool, this, but it's a clever tool. Essentially, what it allows you to do is put in first names and last names and then domain names for a company, and it will generate the multiple variations that are often used on email. So like first name dot last name, first name, last name, first letter dot last name, and all the different variations that you would potentially have on people's email addresses. It then queries those through Gravatar, which, if you've not come across Gravatar before, is a tool that allows you to associate an avatar with a certain email address. Now, the logic holds that if you know someone's name, you know their company, and you know they've got a Gravatar associated with that, there's a very good likelihood that that's a real email address that they're using regularly. So therefore, you can be confident to use that to approach them. Now, you have to be careful here. You don't want to be going after people who just aren't going to be interested in your content. But if it is indeed someone you've heard of and you just want to try and track down their email, which you don't yet have, it can be a really good way of getting started finding people. Now, FollowerWonk, which is, again, part of the Moz network of tools, so moz.com, and that's a search engine for Twitter biographies. Now, many of you would have come across this before, and you might have just used it at a level of searching for, car journalists or travel journalists or travel blogger. Now, that's quite powerful and really, really useful, but the real value is in using the advanced search functionality. So if you had a URL of a blog or a website and you wanted to find people who wrote there, you could search for anybody on Twitter who had a link to that blog as their profile link on Twitter. and that enables you to find people who are working there. So rather than going through the company account, rather than going through the info at, you can get straight to the person you want to be speaking to. And also, if you have got Facebook Graph Search, that can be a really, really powerful way of finding people as well. So you can find not only people who work at a certain organisation with a certain job title, but you can then find out some of their interests as well. Now, there's a great article about this on siegemedia.com that I'll drop into the show notes, which is siegemedia.com/Facebook-graph-search, which goes through some of the ways you might use Facebook Graph Search from a link building perspective. But it allows you to do really, really interesting things. So say, for example, you really wanted to influence a journalist, a particular publication, and maybe you had a spare ticket going to a concert or a live sporting event. You could search for people who work at that organisation and who like that band or like that football team or that cricket team or that baseball team. And you can find out who those people are. You can find their name on Facebook. What I would probably suggest is it's unusual to contact people directly through Facebook in that way. But what you could then do is go and find them on LinkedIn. You could call the head office and ask for the phone number of that particular person, or you can maybe contact them via Twitter or something that's a little bit more appropriate to contact people where you don't know them directly. But you can use Facebook to find the name, and then you can use that name to find the person. Another tool that's really quite handy in this space is followup.cc, and essentially allows you to BCC in a specific email address that will then allow a reminder at a later date. So, for example, I could put in 12 hours at followup.cc, and then it would email me back that original email at 12 hours from now, or I could set it for certain dates like February 28th or Thursday or 9 a.m. Now, where that's really, really handy is, say you get an out of office reminder from someone and then you've got to remember to email them back in 2 weeks' time. I'm really, really poor at remembering to do that. Now, I could use a CRM. In fact, I do have a CRM to remind me to do those types of things. But followup.cc is a really agile and nimble way of doing that without spending a lot of money on a CRM. Contactually is another really good plugin if you're using Google Mail or Google Apps for domains where you're using Gmail to manage your account. Now, essentially what Contactually allows you to do, it's a bit more like a CRM, but it's not quite as complicated as Salesforce or Nimble. And essentially what it does is it scans your inbox to see who you contact and how frequently you contact them. And you can then kind of group contacts into what they call buckets. So you could set up a bucket for link prospects, or a bucket of link prospects for, you know, a particular client, or mummy bloggers, or just clients, or family or friends, or people in your network. And then for each of those buckets, you can tell Contactually to remind you to reach out to the individuals within that bucket at a certain time interval. So for example, it could say, okay, everyone who's a mummy blogger, make sure I email them every 8 weeks, even if I don't necessarily have anything to be in contact with them at that point in time, because you want to keep the relationship fresh. And to finish up, a couple of paid for distribution methods. If you've invested a lot of money in a piece of content and the outreach hasn't gone particularly well, or even if the outreach is going well, it's often wise to invest a proportion of that budget in promoting that socially, and stumble upon paid discovery, which we've mentioned in the podcast previously, is a great way of doing that. And StumbleUpon is sort of like a deceptively popular social content discovery network, and it works on a really sort of simple voting dynamic. So the more people give you a thumbs up on StumbleUpon, the more widely your content is shared. And you can use StumbleUpon paid submission to kickstart that process. So essentially, you're paying for a number of people to see your content, and then the viral effect that happens on top of that, you don't pay for. So their paid discovery product, a standard fee per visitor is about 10 cents. So if you can afford to invest, I don't know, $100 maybe in promoting your content, you can already get kind of a pretty decent number of people towards your site anyway. But the real benefit of StumbleUpon paid discovery is the viral effect that happens as a consequence of that. So if you get 1,000 people to your website and a lot of them like that content, then there's a good chance you might be able to get tens of thousands of people to that content. And there's a similar kind of product as well, known as Outbrain. And essentially that appears as those related links at the end of websites that already publish content. So if, say, you couldn't get a link from the New York Times, you could potentially, or USA Today, or iVillage, or Slate, you potentially could use Outbrain to get your article listed there. You wouldn't see any SEO value from that whatsoever. But what you would see is traffic. And that traffic is going to have some value in its own right. And if the traffic's worth more to you than it costs to acquire, then you're in a good place already. And even if it doesn't, it might trigger off subsequent links, subsequent social shares that will lead to traffic that you didn't have to pay for. So to sum up, really, there's some great tools out there to make your outreach more effective. It's all about finding, you've got to have the right content. And we've talked a little bit before in podcasts about how to come up with those good content ideas. But actually, even with those good content ideas, you need to pitch them to the right people at the right time. And you need to find ways of distributing that content. And I hope I've shared a few ways in which you can do that today.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.